How many days of atonement have you attended? Is this your first, fifth, 50th? This is my 40th day of atonement. We know this is a high holy day, and it's part of God's creation, or God's plan for his crowning creation, man. And on each day of atonement, we have been attending, we are required by our Father to bring an offering as he so commanded. And this offering is to be of our own choosing, the size of our own choosing. So if you turn to Deuteronomy 16, verses 16 through 17, we'll read something very, very familiar to all of us. Deuteronomy 16, verse 16 and 17. Three times in a year shall all thy males appear before the Lord your God in a place which he shall choose, in the feast of unleavened bread, in the feast of weeks, and the feast of tabernacles. And they shall not appear empty before the Lord, Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord thy God, which he hath given thee. So this is a special time where we can actively participate in an offering by giving something back to God that we feel represents how he has blessed us. And it's by the tradition of the end-time apostle that we do this on every holy day. So in this Day of Atonement, 2013, we come to a time where we can present an offering that we have actively prepared. But I want to look at this particular day and this particular offering in light of what this day is, the Day of Atonement, and in terms of the ceremony of the two goats that we find in Leviticus 16. If you turn to Leviticus 16:5, and he shall take of the congregation of the children of Israel two kids, the high priest, shall take two kids of the goats for a sin offering and one ram for a burnt offering. And if you continue in verse 7, and he shall take two goats and present them before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And Aaron shall cast lots upon the two goats, one lot for the Lord and one other for the scapegoat, which is actually the Azazel or Satan. And Aaron shall bring the goat upon which the Lord's lot fell and offer him for a sin offering. But the goat on which the lot to be the scapegoat shall be presented alive before the Lord to make an atonement for him and to let him go for an atonement with him and to let him go for a scapegoat into the wilderness, or Azazel. Now we know that that first goat was a sacrifice that was representing Jesus Christ, who was to be killed in the future. Let's contrast that with the Passover lamb, which is represented also Jesus Christ in Exodus 12:3. Speak you unto the congregation of Israel, saying, in the tenth day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for a house. And in verse 6, and you shall keep it in the 14th day in the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door post of the houses wherein you shall eat it. I want to notice 3 points about these two different sacrifices. For the Passover lamb, the Israelites had an active hand in killing the lamb. They had to choose the lamb. It was their choice which lamb was to die. And they killed, the Israelites themselves killed the lamb, not the high priest. Now, the high priest in the ceremony of the two goats was the actual one who chose the two goats from among the children of Israel. And three, the Israelites themselves placed the blood on their own doorposts, whereas the high priest took the blood of the goat and brought it into the before the Ark of the Covenant and sprinkled the blood on the mercy seat. So in the Passover, the people had an active part in sacrificing that animal. But on atonement, we had the high priest doing the work. The high priest had to determine which goat was to be sacrificed. And it wasn't by blind chance, but we shouldn't assume it was blind chance. Let's read what Mr. Armstrong said in the booklet, Pagan Holy Days are God's, pagan holidays are God's holy days, which? This is what he says. These two goats were, of course, types. Notice it was necessary to be decided by lot which one was qualified to represent Christ and which one Azazel. Some say both were qualified. The scripture does not say this. Let us not assume it. Now, a lot is a solemn appeal to God to decide a doubtful matter. It is a sacred religious ceremony. It is included as a supernatural act of God. This is why lotteries and gambling are of the devil, an actual profaning of the holy service of appealing to God. Notice men were unable to decide which goat were qualified to represent Christ. This involved an appeal to God to decide. One lot for the eternal and the other lot for Azazel. So in that quote from Mr. Armstrong, we see that the lottery is not a blind chance. Jesus Christ himself chose which goat was going to represent him. And the high priest, not the people, slaughtered that goat. And it was before the door of the tabernacle, not before the doorpost of each person. The high priest was to take the goat's blood and sprinkle it before the mercy seat on the Ark of the Covenant. And Mr. Armstrong points out that this high priest is a type of Jesus Christ. So what we have here is the eternal, the one who became Jesus Christ, actively participating in offering of a goat through a lottery, which would represent him in the future being killed as a human being. So how many times did Christ actively participate in this ceremony? How many times did he go there and said, "This goat is me, this goat is me"? Hundreds of times he participated in that sacrifice. So I ask again, how many days of atonement offerings have you brought? How many sacrifices have you made? And consider this. How do you think Christ felt every time he had to choose that goat, knowing full well that that was going to be him in a few short years, that he would have to die? He, as high priest, would have to take his own blood before the mercy seat and offer it. Rather, we have an opportunity to show God thanks in the things that he's done for us. And he has given us life, and he gave his life through his son that we might have life. We have an opportunity to actively participate in this offering in the amount of our choosing. And this I leave with you. How much can you give to the Father that would equal the life of the Son that was offered for atonement? Think about it. For the offertory music, it will be Psalm 138, "I Will Praise You With My Being," was recorded in 2005 by Sylvia Duke.